Hey, it's Martine. A quick warning before we get started. Today's show deals with the sexual assault of a child, so please take care when and with whom you listen. This was the story that it felt like half the country was talking about, and the other half thought was a hoax or a lie or couldn't be real. That's Elahe Izadi, our sometimes guest host, who today is here as a media reporter for The Post. And the story she's talking about is the story of a 10-year-old girl from Ohio. As the Indianapolis Star reported, this girl had been raped. She became pregnant and had sought out an abortion in Ohio in late June. But she couldn't get one. She was just over 6 weeks pregnant, and Ohio had a 6-week abortion ban, one that had kicked in hours after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
So she had to go to Indiana for an abortion, where it's still legal for now. And this story was just really horrific, and in some ways, to some people, just unbelievable. The president mentions it in a speech against abortion restrictions, and then the Washington Post fact checker expressed skepticism about it, and this just kicks off a frenzied response.
Well, I certainly hope it's not true, because the idea that it is so horrifying to each and every one of us.
The first version was a lie. Everything is partisan propaganda, and kind of believe nothing at first. Maybe that's the takeaway.
But in the middle of all of that noise, the whole time, there was a group of local journalists who were just digging and looking for the case. And one of those people was Bethany Bruner.
I'm Bethany Bruner. I'm the public safety reporter for the Columbus Dispatch, which is part of the USA Today network for Gannett.
She and her colleagues at the Indy Star, their sister paper, had been scouring public records. She had been making calls, and then one morning, she looks at the local court docket, which she does every morning, and sees the listing for a man to be arraigned for a rape of a child. So she quickly makes it over to the courthouse, and the courtroom is filled with attorneys and detectives and spectators for the other cases, but she's the only reporter there, and she kind of can't believe it.
And I kept kind of, like, looking behind me and, like, glancing behind me at the door, like, okay, well, somebody's going to show up. Like, rape of a child, that's a case that, you know, they'd care about anyways, but come on, like, is nobody else putting two and two together that this could be the case?
Soon it dawns on her that it's going to be her.
You know, it was a bit of a shock to me, but, you know, I just kept doing the reporting that I know to do.
Today, how local journalists got the first big scoop of the post-Roe era, even as many people doubted it was true, and what the story tells us about the role of local journalists in informing all of us about the consequences of the end of Roe.